KO4 PXB.
PXB, this is Whiskey 1 India Mike X-Ray, W1IMX Mobile. Name is Doc.
How are you? You doing? Where are you mobiling to?
Downville, headed into Anderson. Gonna run a couple errands this morning. Wait for it to warm up a little bit before I head it out.
That is definitely always the thing to do in the south. Wait a few minutes. If you don't like the weather, it will change.
Now, we've been down here about, I guess a little over a year. My wife is from Anderson, and we went up in the D.C. suburbs in Virginia for 40 years. Both got retired and decided it was time to move back down to a little less hectic area.
I think I've talked to you before that way when you mentioned y'all moved back down here for a little bit warmer climate.
It's any warmer down here than it is up around Washington. It gets warmer earlier, but temperature-wise, it's about the same. It's just, the base is a lot less hectic, though.
Yep, that is definitely true. I've been up there visiting before, and it's definitely a lot more high-speed pace up there.
Yeah, we were living in a subdivision about 5 miles from Dulles Airport. Look out the back porch, and all you can see is wall-to-wall houses. And we built a place on our property down here, and we've got an 8.5-acre backyard, which is a lot nicer.
It is. I could, I don't think any person that's in their right mind likes those houses that are so close together that you can stand in between the houses and touch sides.
An older house. I mean, it's a few more feet apart. I mean, the new ones that they're building are right on top of each other. And prices have gone out of sight for property around the D.C. area. And, of course, the Richmond suburbs going north and the Washington suburbs coming south crossed each other probably 25 years ago.
That's kind of odd. Older subdivisions normally used to be the houses weren't that close together.
Yeah, well, all the new development around the Washington area, I mean, the prices are out of sight. I don't see how people can even afford them. But we decided to move back down here. Like I said, my wife is from Anderson, so it's just like she's coming home. And I grew up in New England and out in California, and no desire to go back to either place, so this is ideal. We've had a piece of property on the lake for, since 1979. Put a mobile home on it about 10 years ago, and then built a new place when we moved down last year.
The lake that you live on, is the water down, or is it pretty much manageable?
We're off Seneca Creek, which I guess part of Lake Hartwell, or flows into Hartwell, and it's down at least 8 to 10 feet, and seeing a lot of sandbars in the low area that we hadn't seen in quite a while. Moved up two or three times since we've been down here, but it's down now.
Drought for this month has not helped any, and hopefully they slowed down the, I'm not sure if the waterway that you're on is drained into Lake Hartwell, where they've got the dam open to allow more water going on the Georgia side of it.
We've got a bunch of shorefront, but none of it's dockable, and I just don't really care to start dealing with the Corps of Engineers to put anything in, but we've got shoreline, and we've seen deer out on the back lot just about every night for the last week or so.
Great day, KO4PXB.
KC.